The Dillon Fire, west of the Klamath River in northwest Siskiyou County, has been active for 18 days now and stands at just under 12,000 acres, as it has for the past couple of days. Containment is still at 78%. For reference, the Dillon Fire was 10,300 acres and 21% contained a week ago. Because the fire's intensity has waned, the number of personnel working on the fire has dropped under 1,000, down from over 1,700 a week ago. The remaining personnel is focused on mop-up efforts, removing or extinguishing burning material and hotspots near control lines on the south and east sides of the fire. While on the west side of the fire, firefighters are exploring possibilities of directly attacking the uncontained part of the fire, which is located around the Coffee Can Creek drainage. To the northeast of the Dillon Fire, the Blue Fire has increased by only about 25 acres overnight to 3,650 acres and is 28% contained, according to a press release from the Forest Service today. Although it has grown by about 1,000 acres over a week, the spread of the fire has slowed down drastically. Here too, the number of personnel working on the fire have been reduced. We have 640 people right now, down by more than 100 people overnight, indicating that we may have seen the worst of the Blue Fire. The Log Fire to the east of Soames Bar is at just over 1,150 acres and is 0% contained. However, the fire's progression was drastically slowed down by an inch of rain earlier this week. Additionally, the fire has reached pre-existing burn scars, which is expected to slow down the progression even further. Air quality has been and is expected to remain good to moderate across the area. While the Dillon and Blue Fires are beginning to produce more smoke, smoke impact remains minimal. No significant air quality concerns are expected from those fires at present. Winds may carry some smoke into Orleans, Soames Bar, and especially Syed Valley. Light smoke from ongoing wildfires burning across the Pacific Northwest descended into Northern California last night. This will result in some locations seeing moderate air quality at times. Reporting for KMUD, I'm Sigurd Bjørn.